www.WMAL.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Travel ban challenge, Trump tweets, I'm Barton Eckert. President Trump's partial travel ban is in effect and already facing legal challenges. The executive order blocks travelers from six mostly Muslim countries from coming into the U.S. Travelers who have family relationships with someone here are exempt from the ban. Hawaii immediately filed an emergency motion asking a federal judge to clarify what family relationships qualify to exempt a foreigner from the ban. Congressional Republicans and Democrats are speaking out against President Trump's crude Twitter attack on a cable TV show and its co-host, Mika Brzezinski. Correspondent Jim Acosta says the White House is brushing off the criticism, saying the president tweeted in self-defense.
White House said the president has no regrets.
I don't think that it's a surprise to anybody that he fights fire with fire.
Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the president's tweets as a justified response to attacks from the media.
Two police officers have been shot in San Antonio. Correspondent Alan Skaya has more.
The officers were on patrol when they saw two suspicious people. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus says one of those two started shooting when the officers got out of their car. McManus says one officer was shot in the head. The other had a bullet lodged in his chest. The officers returned fire, killing one suspect. They took the other into custody. I'm Alan Skaya.
A half dozen states in the West continue to battle blazing wildfires. The National Interagency Fire Center reports 29 large fires across the region, including the Bryan Head Fire in southwestern Utah. Police in Paris say a man is under arrest after trying to plow through a crowd at a mosque. No one was hurt. His SUV was blocked by barriers outside that mosque in a Paris suburb. I'm Barton Eckert.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. And the Redskins win. The Justice Department is giving up the legal fight over the team's name.
In a letter to a federal appeals court, the Justice Department said last week's Supreme Court decision in favor of an Asian American band calling itself the Slants means the Redskins will prevail in a legal battle to cancel the team's trademarks because the name is disparaging to Native Americans. The court found that Simon Tam could trademark the Slants because it would be unconstitutional for the patent and trademark office to discriminate against it. Redskins owner Dan Snyder said last week that he was thrilled by the Supreme Court's ruling. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A House subcommittee has made a move that could jeopardize plans for a new FBI headquarters somewhere in the Washington suburbs, and area lawmakers are furious. A House Appropriations subcommittee voted to strip out money for the proposed new FBI headquarters. Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer and Anthony Brown issued a joint statement calling the panel's move reprehensible, and they say, quote, House Republicans must stop delaying this project. The National Park Service is just one of the agencies preparing for the huge crowds coming downtown on Tuesday. Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst.
As always, we're unable to provide the specific details of our security plans, but the U.S. Park Police, in coordination with the variety of federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in the DMV, will be prepared.
The July 4th fireworks will start at 9:09 Tuesday night, he says. Maryland tomorrow becomes the first state with a law protecting funding for Planned Parenthood. The legislation that takes effect July 1st ensures that even if Congress cuts off federal funding, the state will cover the cost of Planned Parenthood's health care services in Maryland. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,287, the Nasdaq at 61,44. Sports, the Nats bullpen blows another save as the Cubs rally in the ninth for the win. The O's beat Toronto, the Mystics win again, and play resumes this morning at the Quicken Loans National with David Lingmerth in the lead at 5 under par. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
There's a lot of big time marketers, people just kind of tend to go with this generic mass advice, and that's not what you want to do. You want to come in and build a retirement income plan that's suitable for you, that meets your individual specific needs and goals.
Things can always go south at any time. We can't predict it. We don't know when that may happen, and you want to be prepared.
The risk isn't worth the reward.
Join them Sunday afternoons at 3 right here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
Mike Leap.
Swing and a miss.
The Cards ace blanked the Nats in April. Daniel Murphy.
See
busted out, and the Nationals won the series. Filling in the blanks versus filling up the box score. Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, in the Accokeek area, we have a closure of 210 Indian Head Highway. Accident investigation continues. So 210, we have this Indian Head Highway stretch closed each direction, south of 228 Berry Road, right at Pine Drive. And that's the detour point if you're coming southbound and northbound just prior to the crash. And everyone forced to use stretch of Livingston Road to work back and forth to get around this closure point of 210. Again, they've been investigating this crash since almost 9 o'clock last evening. So right now, we're not getting a time when they're getting lanes open, but hopefully soon. Beyond, no problems. If you up to the Beltway at Wilson Bridge, that looks good. A good topside. No road work around the Beltway near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. 270 off to a quiet start. 66 in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot holiday weekend coming up. Some storms around as we head through Saturday, but most of the next 5 days will be dry and hot. 93 today, a cloud sun mix. Late day storms tomorrow, 91. Low to maybe middle 90s Sunday, Monday, and Independence Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Gainesville, 69 in Waldorf, 75 degrees in Washington. German lawmakers say yes to same-sex marriage. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning on the Mall at AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Friday. Yay! Coming up on the show at 6:35, Kevin Daly. He's from the Daily Caller. Oh, look at that. Kevin Daly from the Daily Caller. He's a legal affairs reporter, and we're going to talk to him about the president's travel stay has taken effect. We'll find out what the fallout of that is. So at 7:05, Steve King is with us. You know him, U.S. Congressman, representing the 4th District of Iowa to discuss immigration. And at 8:35, it is Tucker Carlson, host of Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel. Wow, Vince Colonnay sitting here with me. I'm Mary Walter. Wow, what a great show we have planned.
I love this show. It's going to be fun.
And it loves you.
Oh, thanks, Mary. A lot of craziness over the last 24 hours.
I hear there's been some tweeting going on.
Speaking of this show, the President of the United States waited till the very end of it yesterday to begin his big tweets of the day. I think Chris Plant got a chance to engage with them right away. Lucky Chris. But here's our chance to talk about it, and your chance as well. 888-630-9625. What do you think of the president's tweeting? And especially this Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough tweets yesterday. Do you think that those tweets, or any of his other tweets for that matter, are beneath the dignity of his office? That seems to be the dominant question that is certainly creating a lot of hand-wringing in Washington. I saw yesterday, let me read these tweets so we have the context real fast. Trump, 20 hours ago now. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika, along with psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago 3 nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no.
No.
Maybe he's just germophobic. He's admitted that before. He's like, no, I can't meet with you if you're bleeding from your face. It's just, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. A body fluid thing. I like you, but I can't. So I saw this yesterday, and my initial reaction to it was, okay, the president's tweeting again, whatever, no big deal. And then I realized that there was a five-alarm fire going on in Washington media about this because I had I mistakenly turned on Twitter. It's funny. If you talk to people yesterday morning who were reading Twitter, there was like, oh my God, have you seen what the president tweeted? And then you talk to other people who hadn't read Twitter yet, they were so much happier. Like, I don't know. There's just a different level of happiness that comes from not actually reading Twitter that I think a lot of you should value, you should think about. But the president tweets this yesterday, and my view is, yeah, okay, it's intemperate. And to him, no nail is too small to hammer. Like, he'll rise to any fight that he feels like. You could have like random people on Twitter attacking the president of the United States, and there's a good chance that he's going to respond to you. Just like he likes doing this. But the idea that this particular attack, the personal, sensational, tabloidy attack, Mary, that came yesterday, this is the kind of thing that you would read anonymously on page six. Mika Brzezinski knocking on the door of Mar-a-Lago with a bleeding facelift. That is not necessarily, I don't know, if it's not beneath the dignity of the office, it's beneath the purpose of the office. The president of the United States should probably have an attack dog whose job it is to do the exact thing that he did yesterday. Everybody else in Washington does. In Washington, a personal attack like this is not actually offensive. Like, people aren't offended. This is Washington, D.C. The offensive things that they do to each other every day far outpace him making fun of a facelift.
Oh, it's way worse than junior high school lunch period.
Yeah, but normally this is done by some lackey, Philip Raines for Hillary Clinton, or some attack dog, or they leak it quietly to the New York Post in order to like embarrass Morning Joe. But instead, the president of the United States is impulsive, and he's like, oh, I'm just going to tweet this out. And I do think, to an extent, that this does step on his agenda.
Wait, so what you're saying to me, it's beneath the dignity of the office for the president to tweet that out after these two have gone after him, called him all sorts of names on the air. It's beneath the dignity of the office for him to personally tweet it out, because in Washington, D.C., what you do is you get someone else to do your dirty work for you, and that's not beneath the dignity of the office.
No.
At least he has the guts to do it himself and own it.
My point is not that it's beneath the dignity. It's beneath the purpose of the office.
Okay.
He's got a lot of things to do. He's the president of the United States. Going after Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, who cares? They're small fish compared to the job that he has to do. And if attacking them needs to be done, he's got a million people who can do it. That's like the one thing the White House is built to do right now, is attack the press.
I don't know. I heard this and I'm like, did you have to really? But you know what? They have gone after him relentlessly, called him mentally unhinged and all sorts of names.
Not disagreeing with that.
And so he personally did it. Took 5 seconds. I'm sure his thumbs are very fast because he's a prolific tweeter. His thumbs are actually bigger than his small hands.
Uh-huh.
They're the biggest part of his small hands.
It's aggressively sized.
Exactly.
Thumbs.
So I don't know. I think we have to just, I don't like the fact that he tweets so much, but I think I'm just coming to accept it.
Well, let's find out what you think. Let's go to Sean in Stafford. You're first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Sean, good morning.
Hey, morning, everyone.
Hi, how you doing, Sean? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday on this nice, wonderful drive into D.C. It's going to really suck driving home, but, I got to give him props for, doing it in person, but I agree with you guys. I mean, he's president of the United States. You know, the Republicans' agenda right now is hanging by a thread. We're having issues getting our points across, getting everything passed. I mean, I think he just needs to move on. I thought Obama hit a low point in the office with class and everything else that he was doing. And Trump comes along and, you know, so some of his tweets are highly amusing. I enjoy them. And I just love how it's throwing the left into a tizzy. But I also think that he needs to realize that, you know, his post is one of the most important in the world. And you can't just be doing personal vendettas like this against people who are insignificant. He needs to realize that I'm the president. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You know, I'm the man.
Right. And it does suggest, I think, thank you, Sean. It does suggest a degree of distraction, which is like, there's a lot of things to focus on, I'd imagine, if you're the president of the United States. And why at 9 o'clock in the morning is his focus on some stupid TV show? Like, there are a million things that are probably sitting on his desk pending his approval or awaiting his thoughts about them. And dealing with, like, dumb TV hosts, probably not high-ranking in terms of importance.
You know what's so funny? We flipped. But about 2 weeks ago, you're like, no, keep tweeting, Mr. President. I love it when you tweet. And I was the one who was saying, he's got to stop tweeting. What's up with this? And now I'm to the point now where I've been proven wrong so many times by the stuff that he does that I think is wrong. And it turns out to be brilliant that I've accepted the fact that President Trump is operating on a different plane. You said it. He has moved on to like 4D chess and I'm still working on the regular board. All right. So I've accepted that. So now when he does stuff like this, I just go, okay, he's got a plan. I just let it go. I've just accepted that he knows what he's doing.
I'm still for all the tweets. I just if he's trying to serve his own agenda, he's got to contemplate what he's tweeting specifically. More from you in just a moment, though. But first, we've got WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives now at 5:15. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good Friday morning. Unfortunately, I do have a crash to tell you about in Accokeek, Maryland, where crews have been working with this incident since about 9 o'clock last night. So still under investigation and still shut down each direction. This was going to be south of 228 Berry Road. So if you need to go north on 210, you're on Berry Road, you're beyond the activity. For the 210 commuters that are stopped each direction of Pine Drive, you're forced to use Livingston Road, right, as a workaround there. Not seeing too much of a delay right now, but sure to grow if it stays with us for much longer during the commute. Otherwise, we're in good shape. 270 out of Annapolis, Bowie, 50, run smooth. 95, 395 without any early troubles. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, today we got sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 93 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a low of 76. Tomorrow it'll be cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day and a high of 91 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It's 5:16.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
All right, the President of the United States tweeting about an MSNBC show. Getting all of Washington hot and bothered for sure. Let's find out what the rest of Washington thinks, though. Let's go to Larry in Stafford. You're next up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning to you, too. Have a great Friday.
I'd like to say that if
President Trump was putting cigars in private places or doing crazy things like that or stealing or cheating on his wife or doing stuff
yes.
like that, I could say, yeah, then we have a problem with his tweets. But his tweets don't even measure a millimeter close to what Mr. Clinton did or what Hillary did. I think he's well within his right. I think he's doing the right thing, too, by pushing back.
I think the problem is that, you know, Twitter wasn't around, obviously, when the Clintons were in office. But the difference is that in Washington, you always had an attack dog to do it for you. Everybody knew it was coming from you, but you just had a lackey, a minion who did it for you. President Trump isn't using any kind of cover. He doesn't have a beard to do it for him. He's doing it himself.
No, it's a good point. And to Larry's point about relative, like holding this within context of presidential behavior past. That's important, but right now we have to consider Trump in the current political environment he exists. We could talk about offensive presidents, LBJ, like an offensive guy. You could talk about Bill Clinton doing crazy things with cigars, as you just said. That's like totally beyond the pale. And Trump, mild in comparison, talking about this stuff. By the way, one of the attacks on Trump today and yesterday was that his tweets were sexist. I'm not sure how we got to sexist, other than the fact that Mika happens to be a woman. But he's tweeted nasty things about President Obama, and obviously no one's accused him of sexism for that.
Oh, no, that was racist.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
There you go. Sorry, I was looking for the ists.
You have to get your ists right.
And if there, one existed. Thank you, Mary. Robert in Maryland, you're next up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, maybe if they wouldn't keep attacking him, he wouldn't respond to anything. Yes, eventually it all has to stop. It's kind of like the little kid in the playground slapping the big kid around, and everyone just laughs it off until the big kid slaps the hell out of the little kid, and all of a sudden everyone just is up and on. Like, I can't believe you did that.
Right.
And that's just the way it seems. If the name calling would stop from the media, he wouldn't respond. Because he never attacks them. It's always a response.
Yeah, well, good point, Robert. This is the White House's position, too. He's like, they said yesterday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders instantly came out yesterday and said, the president fights fire with fire. This is a response. The president should be able to defend himself.
And Melania tweeted out, when my husband is hit, he hits back 10 times harder.
Yeah. Meanwhile, people are like complaining that Melania is supposed to be against cyberbullying, and this amounts to cyberbullying somehow. That the president's tweets about Mika Brzezinski. Mika's like a public figure. I don't think that qualifies as bullying, unless I have no idea what bullying means. Let's go to Bob in Alexandria up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. 2 points. I mean, President Truman, when the reporter said that had negative comments about his daughter, he said he'd punch him in the face. This is not new. At least President Trump goes ahead and hits back. He gets no positive press from anybody other than talk radio. So, I mean, this is a necessary thing.
Yeah, good point. And I, you know, we go back to the election. Trump was accused of and tweeted a lot more aggressive things during the election, and he was elected on that basis. People thought it was candid and plain spoken. And even back then, even during the Trump campaign, there were Trump supporters who were like, not sure I agree or think that that's a good idea that he did that, but at least he's speaking his mind. That's the kind of the point of it.
Has he tweeted out anything that we know to be a lie? Because when he was tweeting out about Russia and all this other stuff, he was proven true, right? He was proven right. So I guess my question, if this is a lie about Joe and Mika showing up at Mar-a-Lago and she had, you know, maybe a couple of bruises, a little work done, if this is a lie, that to me is more disturbing than him tweeting. Do you see what I'm saying? If he hasn't tweeted out anything so far that we know to be a lie, then why should we doubt that this is a lie? He's just tweeting out the truth.
But if her face wasn't bleeding, you'd be upset with the tweet.
If she hadn't had some work done, then I would be upset with it. Yes.
John in Germantown has a theory on this. John, welcome to Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Good morning. I think maybe you guys were discussing how Trump may be operating on a different plane. Maybe that plane is just the fact that he's getting the left to look at his Twitter account. I mean, anytime he does this, it highlights everything, and then you look below, like, half the screenshots posted on Facebook, and you see the great deal that he just made, the sugar deal that he just made with Mexico, underneath.
All right, so this is like the proverbial bikini slideshow on the news website. This is like, hey, come check out my thing, my deal. I'm going to give you a little teaser, something sensational. And underneath of it, I'm going to feed you all the news I deem fit to feed you. That's the John theory. I kind of like that theory.
It's not like the liberal media is putting that out for anyone.
That's a good point.
Thanks, John, very much. More from you in a moment. 522 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about Genucel. With its immediate effects, it's only 50% off for a limited time only. That's right, half-price clearance sale for Genucel. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness right now. You'll also get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. You'll rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before, so you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, your face, and your body. I use these products, and I love them. I know you will, too. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is free while supplies last. Call or click now, and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance is not going to be around forever. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Has it been a while since you met with your financial planner? Do you know if you and your family are still on the right path? Well, hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We know you're busy, but if you can give us 2 hours, make an appointment with the Wise Investor Group and make sure that your plans for retirement are still on track. And you can correct them if they're not.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/15/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accokeek, Maryland accident investigation continues and still closed as 210 Indian Head Highway. Just south of Berry Road, it's closed at Pine Lane, and it's closed in each direction. So if you're coming southbound, you're being sent on to Pine Lane and Livingston Road, and that'll be your workaround, and then they'll detour you back onto 210 in both directions. So right now, just a little bit of volume on the approach. You're following the police direction. Other than that, you know, we're really off to a good start here on this Friday morning. So far, good each direction of 95 between Fredericksburg and the Beltway on this getaway day. Keep a watch on the southbound lanes, too. For 395, good trip across 14th Street Bridge and from the west with all lanes open, 66 Greenway Toll Road, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Summertime heat continuing. Great day if you are getting out of Dodge for maybe an extended holiday weekend. A few clouds, mild this morning, and a breeze out of the southwest will keep that breeze and the heat and the humidity 93 later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAN.
Currently, nation's capital, 75 degrees.
What makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself, lying every day and destroying the country?
Okay.
It's a good feeling.
Well, enough about me. But
where are your hands in that photo?
Oh, well, he's covering his hands here because they're teensy.
The other crazy thing about that, not to belabor this story.
I was talking about Trump.
Mika Brzezinski, in the moments before Trump unloaded two tweets at the Morning Joe show, calling the show poorly rated, IQ, low IQ crazy Mika, psycho Joe, referring to them coming to Mar-a-Lago and that they insisted on joining me on New Year's Eve. And then he says, quote, she was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Wow. So that all took place yesterday morning. We're talking to you now about your reactions to all this and the media. Let's go to Brian in Mount Airy. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning. The way I look at it, I find Donald Trump's tweets to be somewhat annoying when he says things like this. But someone asked me the other day, what do you think about the president and all this tweeting? And I said, honestly, we just have to ignore what he says. We have to ignore the tweets, and we have to just look at what he does and judge him by that. You know, and use a quick example. On the day he nominated Gorsuch, I said, hey, great job. But on the other hand, there was a couple, you know, there was a few days there where every 5 minutes he was talking about the travel ban, and my thought was, hey, come on, Mr. President, hand that off to Rex Tillerson and move on to infrastructure or something else. You know, there's a lot of work you got to be doing. You don't need to be talking about that every 5 minutes.
Right. So he has the capacity occasionally to step on his own agenda, which there's a lot of people there that really support it. And there is a nuanced view of this. It's possible to think that some of the tweets are good, some of the tweets are bad, and the ones that don't serve the agenda aren't helpful for the president. I think that that's kind of a broadly felt thing. Brian, you seem to be among those people. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Keith in Gaithersburg. Keith, you're up next. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, one of your callers, I think, had it right on the money. I think that Trump has created his own version of Wag the Dog. It seems like he's a businessman, and when you're trying to negotiate and get something accomplished, you find out your opponent's weakness, and the liberal weakness is drama. And so you throw out this tweet and listen to what everybody's talking about. In the meantime, he's on the side saying, okay, let's get this bill passed, let's get that bill passed. I truly believe that's what he's doing.
Interesting. Yeah, so then they don't pay attention to, you know, some of the things he's signing, this bill, that bill, and everything else, and I'm just doing my stuff. Nobody's bothering me. Nobody's paying attention.
Well, we're more moments away, probably, from more examples of that coming out on his Twitter account. We'll see. 529 now on WMAL.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
The White House has an election integrity initiative. Virginia is among a couple states that's refusing to even participate in keeping their elections safe and secure. What? Why? We'll get into it when we return. It's 5:30 now on WMAL. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The legal fight over the name Redskins has come to a quiet end. The five Native Americans fighting the team over its trademark registrations have given up their fight. This after the U.S. Supreme Court last week ruled in a similar case that the government could not deny a trademark to an Asian American band whose name was considered a racial slur. The legal challenges to President Trump's travel ban aren't over yet. Hawaii has filed an emergency motion asking a federal judge to clarify which family relationships qualify to exempt a foreigner from the ban. Hawaii Attorney General Doug Chin.
Our concern is that the U.S. government's interpretation of close family relationship is a little bit too narrow. In fact, it seems a little bit random in how they came up with those the categories that are excluded and the categories that are not excluded.
Parts of the president's travel ban took effect last evening. Heading to the beach today.
We recommend traveling off-peak if you are using the Bay Bridge.
John Sayles with the Maryland Transportation Authority says off-peak means
Friday before 8 a.m. and after 10 p.m., Saturday before 6 a.m. and after 8 p.m.
The MTA is planning two-way bridge operations to help alleviate delays on the eastbound span. A medical marijuana dispensary is set to open in Silver Spring later this year. Green Thumb Industry says it'll open its dispensary inside the former home of Banner Glass on Fenton Street. They say they expect to serve up to 150 patients a day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,287, the NASDAQ at 61,44. Sports, the Cubs stage a two-out rally in the ninth to beat the Nationals. The Orioles beat the Jays. WMDA, the Mystics win again. And David Lingmerth has the lead going into day two of the Quicken Loans National. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 5,500 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at tedbrittlincoln.com.
This July 4th, celebrate with the biggest stars of music, film, and television. It's a Capitol 4th with the Beach Boys, the Blues Brothers, the Four Tops, Trace Atkins, Sophia Carson, Mark McGrath, Yolanda Adams, Kelly Pickler, Chris Blue, your host, John Stamos, and fireworks live from the U.S. Capitol. It's a Capitol 4th, Tuesday, July 4th, 8 p.m., only on PBS. Sponsored by the Boeing Company and American Airlines.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, better news in Accokeek. They've just reopened all the lanes of 210 Indian Head Highway. That had been shut down for hours south of 228 Berry Road due to an overnight fatal accident. Again, they have just reopened everything through that area, so you're no longer detoured over to Livingston Road. And pretty decent trip as far as the volume through there. They cleared it early enough, so we're glad about that. Now, around the Beltway we go. Maryland, Virginia, without any early troubles. Definitely see some delays in volume forming. DC 295. I'm watching this closely here as you pass Benning Road and East Capitol Street, but then it does get better. Onto the 11th Street Bridge and Freeway. That looks good in each direction. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll try to get it all in here right through your 4th of July holiday because there's not too much going on except the heat. Low to mid-90s daytime highs right through Tuesday. The only day we mentioned thunderstorms maybe later tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Dumfries, 72 in Germantown, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Of 5:36 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we got a lot of great guests today. 6:35, Kevin Daly with the Daily Caller News Foundation to talk about this travel ban that went into effect last night. Trump's travel ban finally, all these days later in the Trump administration taking effect. He'll discuss. Steve King, the congressman, here will join us at 7:05 to discuss immigration and these two bills that passed the House yesterday. And finally, at 8:35, the great Tucker Carlson from Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News. He yesterday had a message for the president about how to keep his presidency successful. And we're going to ask him about that.
Ah, I love when we have such wonderful guests on this show.
Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
On Friday. Good morning. Did you want to very quickly update Mika and Joe's
comments? The Mika and Joe story?
Yeah, we just got an update from the newsrooms, and then we can move on.
All right, let me hit this really fast. Mika and Joe, who we were just talking about, of course, were the subject of President Trump's tweets yesterday. They are not yet on the air, but they have released an op-ed in the Washington Post, written a short while ago. It was published at 5:10 this morning, so as we were on the air. In it, Joe and Mika are fighting back against the president. They say that he has an unhealthy obsession with their show, that he's not meant... he's not mentally equipped to continue watching their show. They accuse him of lying in his tweets about them, referring to them, low IQ crazy Mika and psycho Joe, and says that Mika was begging to get into Mar-a-Lago and that she had a facelift. let me just get to that specific thing, which apparently is worth addressing. And though it is no one's business, the couple writes, the president's petulant personal attack against yet another woman's looks compels us to report that Mika has never had a facelift.
Okay, excuse me. I would like to call BS on that. I'm sorry. I'm throwing down the BS flag on that one. I'm sorry. No way.
Okay, wait a second.
No.
Let me go on. They caveat it, though, Mary, to your liking. So let's see if it meets what you're saying. They go on, if she had a facelift, it would be evident to anyone watching Morning Joe on their high-definition television. She did have a little skin under her chin tweaked, but this was hardly a state secret. Her mother suggested she do so, and all those around her were aware of this mundane fact.
Still not buying it. I'm sorry, how old is she? She looks way too good for her age. Sorry. Mm-mm, not buying it. Sorry. There is not a line on that face. No. And if she had she had like just a lower facelift, she would have the scars on hers. And I know she wears her hair behind her ears, but they do it like on the edge now. They don't do it the way they used to in front of your ear and everything. Now they hide it in your ear. I have a friend who's a plastic surgeon. I'm in there all the time going, can you do this? And he just get out of my office. I'm constantly in there going, oh, yeah, I do it all the time. I'm like, can you do this? I'm like, I go, Anthony, this. Can you fix this?
Anthony, I need you to take care of my neck.
And he's like, go away. He's constantly telling me to go away.
Okay. Well.
So I've seen a lot of women with facelifts because when you have a friend who's a plastic surgeon, you see a lot of it. And I'm sorry. That's my own personal opinion. I'm not a medical doctor, but.
It works for somebody.
Throwing down the BS flag on that one.
The last thing is, of course, they go on to say that he just mistreats women all the time. Stop. That's the summary here in Morning Joe's Morning Woes that they're sharing this morning on the Washington Post. So that's
thank
all
you for the update. And
yeah,
thank you
pleasure.
To our newsroom, John Matthews, for bringing that into us.
I like that guy. Thank you, John.
Yes, we do like John, especially on Hawaiian Shirt Friday. All right. I want to talk to you about voter fraud. So there was a letter sent out on Wednesday by the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity's vice chair, who is Chris Kobach. He was Kansas's Secretary of State. In the letter, they requested that all 50 states, or 57, depending, they were requesting the full names of all registered voters, their addresses, their dates of birth, and the last four digits of their social security numbers, their voting history, and some other personal information. And the letter says that any documents submitted to the commission will also be made available to the public. Now, I'm assuming that they would be made available to the public with certain information edited out. I can't imagine that they're going to put out your date of birth, your address, and the last four digits of your social security number and other personal information and make it available to
the
public.
Well, this was already, as I understand, this was already publicly available voter information.
I think some of the information was. I don't know if all of it was.
Gotcha. So, but this the last four of their social, I believe this is stuff that people can get through standard electoral processes through public records.
Right. But here's the deal. Four states you've got Connecticut, Massachusetts, Virginia, Kentucky, and California. That's five states have said, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
Not doing it. I'm not going to do it. And they have a really amusing array of reasons as to why Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe called the commission politically motivated and silly and said that Virginia will not comply. Quote, I have no intention of honoring this request. Allison Lender and Grimes from said Kentucky will not aid a commission that is at best a waste of taxpayer money and at worst an effort to legitimize voter suppression efforts across the country. You have others saying that, you know, there is no such thing as voter fraud, so we're not going to waste taxpayer money on trying to find something that has already been debunked. Yet, we know that in Virginia, according to research done by the Public Interest Legal Counsel, a law firm working in the public interest, found that election officials in Virginia quietly scrubbed more than 5,500 non-citizens from their voting rolls between 2011 and 2017, according to this report that was published in May, and I believe we talked about this. Now, not only had they remained on the rolls, but 1,852 of those non-citizens cast nearly 7,500 ballots during the elections dating back to 1988. So it does exist.
And meanwhile, we just had a kid arrested for putting a bunch of names on the voter roll fraudulently in the state of Virginia.
Exactly. So it's but according to Governor McAuliffe, it's silly. It's silly.
Nothing to see here. 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen in southern Germany, where the two leaders discussed a number of security priorities. During the dialogue, Mattis called Germany, quote, an ally that's committed to freedom and to human dignity, and also recognized, quote, the strength of the transatlantic bond. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we want lanes open on 270, and that's what we have, and no delay between Frederick and the Beltway. Beltway runs great. It's going to be one of those mornings into the early afternoon. We'll see getaway traffic here early on for the long weekend, such as southbound 95 and 50 through Annapolis, across Bay Bridge. However, we're looking good now. And in fact, 66, that's been quiet. We do have a bit of a delay farther out in the Plains area on 66 as you push eastbound after Route 17. That was due to the crash there. On Accokeek 210 Indian Head Highway, that's been reopened south of 228 Berry Road. Long-standing accident investigation wrapped up, no delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot holiday weekend coming up. Some storms around as we head through Saturday, but most of the next 5 days will be dry and hot. 93 today, a cloud sun mix. Late day storms tomorrow, 91. Low to maybe middle 90s Sunday, Monday, and Independence Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It's 546 on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, Vince.
Yes?
Sometimes you're very aggressive. And sometimes, yes.
I'm very aggressive.
Well, you know why? Because you're micro-aggressive.
Oh, I see.
And that's way worse than just putting it out there. Just like President Trump, putting it out there by himself and doing the tweeting himself is better than hiring someone to do it for him. You know, he takes ownership of it. According to a Stanford University professor writing for the Huffington Post, Ruth Starkman, she said that talking about how easy your homework assignment was is a microaggression.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How easy your homework was?
Right. You do it all the time. I'll say, wow, that was a really tough thing to understand, you know, that immigration thing. I had a tough time putting the pieces together, and you're like, that was so easy. Oh, that was so easy understanding that. That's very microaggressive because it hurts my feelings.
Hurts whose feelings?
It can hurt anyone's feelings when you say that something was easy because, you know, not all students may have found the assignment easy to complete. So she said, had you been listening, you know, to you, someone saying, oh, that was easy. Yeah, that was an easy assignment. Had someone else heard that, they might have described your comments as a microaggression because even if it's not a lie, because they may have found it hard, but even if it's not a lie, maybe you did find it easy, that's a form of bragging.
Oh.
Yes. Not everyone went to your high school or had your fortunate circumstances or such a dazzling delivery room arrival. And when they did, they might be suffering because of the genuine challenges of the assignments. Students live in a world of unevenly distributed knowledge, so you have to be careful not to speak carelessly around other students, especially students who are from minority backgrounds. People around you, especially people of color and first gens, which I guess means first-generation American, are moving faster and they're working harder than most students. Don't suck down all the air in the room by talking about how easy an assignment is. You need to make space for others.
Jeez. Why would you want to go to Stanford and take a class with this professor, Ruth Starkman?
I'm to the point now where I have to say, why would you want to go to Stanford, period? It's just one of those liberal elitist schools.
I mean, does Stanford think to themselves, boy, this Ruth Starkman, she's really helping us with enrollment, with admissions. The best and brightest are going to want to apply to Stanford when they hear this nonsense in public. Microaggressions to say that homework is easy? By the way, most of the people who go to Stanford have probably uttered those words when they were in high school. That was a pretty easy assignment. Turns out I'm a smart kid. Right. Going to Stanford. It's a microaggression.
It's just so interesting in today's society that if you actually happen to be gifted in a way, for instance, that isn't athletic, like athletes, that's okay. It's okay to be gifted athletically because you can make a team. It opens up all these doors for you, especially for poor, impoverished kids, right? A lot of them can get into college, can get scholarships and things like that where maybe they wouldn't have had the opportunity before. This is the stereotype from the left, right? But yet, if you happen to be able to be gifted in the area of book smarts, you have to hide that. Because not everybody had the same development as you. So you need to hide that because that couldn't come naturally. It can't be a gift like an athletic talent. It's because of your privilege.
Yeah, that's good advice for kids. Play dumb. That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's the thing that'll get you ahead in life is if you act dumb for the benefit of your peers, make sure nobody's offended, don't seem like you're getting above your station. That's always worked out well for society.
Do you, and I don't know if they did this when you were in school. When I was in school, the teachers would hand the papers out to the rows, and the first person would look at everybody else's papers and hand them back, so that by the time the last guy in the row got his paper back, everybody in front of him knew what his grade was. Or the teacher would walk down and announce your grade as she put it on your desk, and if you didn't do well, she would announce it very loudly to the class.
Wow.
And put it on your desk.
Did you go to Catholic school?
No, they didn't do that to you. And then college, they didn't do that to you?
I don't recall that.
Really?
There must have been a lot of budding journalists in your class, though. They were all like sneaking glances at each other's papers.
Absolutely.
We only did that to steal the answers for quizzes, not to judge other people's grades. You had a very judgmental classmate.
I'm just saying, it does explain a lot if you had to steal somebody's answers to pass.
All right, well, here's a guy whose notes you should crib. El Rushbo's up next on WMAL.
My friends, the Washington Post has discovered how unfair life in America is right in your own backyard. Washington, D.C. is prospering. Population in the district has been growing by leaps and bounds. Some neighborhoods are becoming more affluent by the day. As affluent neighborhoods grow, so do the businesses that support them, like supermarkets. New markets in upscale neighborhoods are targeting foodies with all sorts of exotic items. But over the past 10 years, while supermarkets have multiplied in rich neighborhoods, poor Washington, D.C. neighborhoods have not fared as well. The Post reports that in the poorest neighborhoods, the number of supermarkets have plummeted. A long-standing grocery gap has grown worse. How bad is it? Well, in poor neighborhoods, there are 50,000 people for every grocery store. In the rich areas, there are 10,000 people per store. The rich have more grocery options than the poor. Rich people live in neighborhoods that cater to foodies. Poor people live with food insecurities. Supermarkets in poor neighborhoods have another disadvantage. They've got to make 30% more profit than the rich competitors to offset the cost of shoplifting, security, and high staff turnover. Oh, yeah. That might explain why poor neighborhoods have fewer stores, but that's beside the point. You have to stick to the narrative, which is life in America is unfair because the rich have stolen everything the poor had.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking a family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit D&G Equipment.com. That's D&G Equipment.com. mortgage.com.
Tired of making endless high mortgage payments? Listen up. You may be able to save thousands. Some have even saved tens of thousands. Now is the time for WMAL listeners to call Network Capital Funding Corporation. Their rates are near historic lows, so you can lower your rate, reduce your term, drop the mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, or even use your home equity to purchase investment properties. Network Capital is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. Take advantage of their special offer of a 10-year fixed rate of 2.75% for the 2.99% APR. That's right. The rate is 2.75% with an APR of 2.99%. Call now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital is featured on the Mortgage Radio Show, heard here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Holy cow. Virginia, Interstate 95. Here's what's happening with the crash in Prince William County. So it's northbound 95. And be very careful. I have a lot of fire and rescue units here running to the scene of this crash. Looks like it's happened in the express lanes. They have stopped. Looks like the HOV lanes, northbound 95 as you come up toward the Prince William Parkway, and fire and rescue units still coming through to the scene, even in the main lines, riding the shoulders, trying to get through. And in the main lines, it looks like you have at least the left side blocked as well. So again, a lot of activity, a lot going on. Virginia commuters, 95, get ready for this as you come north out of Dale City, past Opitz Boulevard, past the IKEA, pretty much stopped right now in the express lanes. Well, it is stopped in the express lanes, and the main line's just crawling past the scene of the accident. It's quite dramatic. Elsewhere, we have another problem in Maryland, and it's going to be on 29 in Silver Spring. Northbound direction, 29 Colesville Road, right at the exit for Randolph Cherry Hill Road. But this will be an easy workaround for you. You can take the exit to Randolph Cherry Hill, ride the ramps, and then rejoin 29 north of the accident. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time. Oh, and a quick note, in the Plains, we have a crash 66 eastbound with one right lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Heat ran back in yesterday, made it above 90. Probably going to do it again today. Humidity, a southwest breeze, clouds, sunshine, and 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, 557.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming, jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Mike Leake.
Swing and a miss.
The Cards ace blanked the Nats in April. Daniel Murphy.
C.U. Tater.
Busted out, and the Nationals won the series. Filling in the blanks versus filling up the box score. Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts tonight at 7:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Hey, everybody. How would you like to update your home with new carpet, hardwood, or laminate? Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? They always bring a wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, well, let me tell you, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale. That's free installation on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
What are you doing for the next 3 hours? Here's what's coming up on WMAL.
There is a bill working its way through New York State that would allow the cops to download all of your smartphone activity in mere seconds if you happen